League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
Dump truck.
Yeah, that's it. You threw me because we just started like 3 seconds ago and I was like, hello, welcome. And I did the spiel and then I was like, oh man, there's like no waves happening there. It turns out the record button wasn't freaking hitting.
Not recording at all.
What did I go to school for? Who knows? Took 7 years. Probably a doctor. Isn't.
Just a shade under a decade.
Yeah, just a shade under a decade. Still doesn't really know what to do.
A lot of people go to school for 7 years.
Yeah. They're called doctors. How you been, dude? What's been going on?
I've been okay. I was I fought a cold and I won.
Yeah.
I gave it like a 1-2 combo punch and I uppercutted it and then I got it into a Kimura.
With a fucking pseudomorphin or whatever the fuck. What's that shit that like has like the speed pseudometaphen?
Pseudometaphen?
Yeah.
No, I just took ibuprofen and I took
for a fucking cold?
I took an allergy medicine, like a day and night allergy relief.
Oh, what? Allegra?
No, it was like just like the Giant Eagle.
Claritin. Claritin Clear.
It was not name brand.
Oh, okay. But so it was like the Claritin brand.
It was called poor, sick fuck medicine.
Okay, so you weren't taking allergies then. Allergy medicine.
Yeah, allergy relief. PMAM.
They have that?
It's literally called allergy.
Hmm.
It's like the same thing as cold remedy.
Sure it wasn't Allegra?
It's probably the same ingredient. Probably.
I don't even know if Allegra's allergy. I think it is, though, because it sounds...
Allegra? No, that's it fucking... Looks like, no, that's fucking, like, dog birth control.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you can give your dog...
You shove it in a girl dog.
And where?
Then in her nose.
Okay. That makes sense.
And it metabolizes into her brainstem, which goes down to her vagina butt.
That is what it's called.
Vagina on a dog, yes. On a dog. That's science.
Barely a gooch there.
Science.
Might
there,
as well
dude.
Be one hole.
And then, like, it's cool because, like, also, if she has boogers, they stop pregnancy.
No way.
If you eat them.
So you took that.
I got that. No.
And now I'm not pregnant and I'm not sick. God damn, that shit works.
Yeah, Allegra's for allergies.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. I always thought they did that because it looks kind of like allergy.
Yeah,
like someone sees Allegra and they're like, oh, that's probably for... Oh my God, it is for allergies because I can barely read. I can't read. What do you know? What else is going on other than you getting sick? Oh yeah, your jaw hurt.
Yeah.
Even all types of... You're like a medical What's that? Medical malady?
I don't want to describe it as that because I had a cold and then I have TMJ from fucking stress and anxiety.
TMJ. Too much juice in your mouth from sucking dick.
It's a big long... It's a big long thing, idiot. Stupid asshole.
The dick you were sucking.
Try not to fucking drop in on a fucking skateboard. You might snap your wrist.
It wasn't even a drop in. It was a kick turn. I was already in the bowl. God. Wasn't doing anything. I was like, I'm going to turn. Nope. I'm going to break my arm.
I just don't like the idea that you think I'm some sort of medical fucking like.
No, I remember. He, all right.
Goddamn
so Tony,
leper.
Tony walks up the porch holding.
Maybe
like,
it's my living environment.
It could be. holding. You're allergic to me. Here's some Allegra. You'll be not pregnant and not sick anymore.
Leg up your
He's
ass.
Holding one of those prescription bags, and I was like, "You're fucking kidding me!" I said that exactly.
Yeah, you're like shocking. You haven't had a prescription since December.
No, I was like, "You're sick again." No, because you were like, you had a cold or something like a little while ago. It was the fucking cold you're just talking about, and then you come back with this.
Just the cold.
Yeah, the cold was gone though. This is the jaw thing. I was like, "What is wrong with you?"
Jaw.
Yeah.
Unrelated.
Yeah. TMJ.
Just from fucking. Horrible amounts of stress and anxiety, and I talk in my sleep and I grind in my teeth and just fuck my jaw up.
I talk in my sleep too. I don't really feel that stressed or like anxiety ridden though.
Then you don't have TMJ. Congrats.
I didn't say I did. I'm not trying to claim TMJ.
No,
it's
I wouldn't want you to. I wouldn't
have.
Wish it on you.
Yeah, who would?
My jaw is always a little sore.
Is there anything cool happening in your life?
No.
All right. Today I spent looking up stay-at-home jobs.
Please don't.
What? Be here all the time? We don't have that much time left together, dude. Don't worry. And I'd be upstairs or in here with the door closed because you can't have like loud environments usually.
Oh, then I wouldn't be able to play my rad games with my sweet soundbar I just bought on Amazon.
You bought a soundbar?
No, I could, though.
At any moment.
Whenever I feel like it, I could pull the trigger.
Probably right when you get a job. Has my soundbar been loud, by the way?
Yeah.
Really? Do you hear it?
I tell you, just don't put on something horrific when you're going to bed. Yeah. You can hear it. It's the middle of the night.
I can hear it well because of the soundbar.
Get it! And I can hear it well because of the soundbar. But the worst is like, it's like a fucking like Marvel movie credit. So it's just like, and you're like, well asleep. And I'm like, these are 94 extra minutes in this movie because they hired 590,000 people.
That sounds like Danny Elfman. God, I want to kill myself. I just want to go to bed.
No, I don't give a shit. There was like two nights when I was like, really?
Yeah.
But really.
So I spent my day looking at jobs, like, yeah, stay-at-home jobs and shit like that. From home.
And?
Well, a lot of you can be your own mail packer. Like, hey, man, just sign up for this $70 kit and you can just mail out this, make fucking 10 grand in 4 months. And I was like, man, this is too good to be true. Sure was. I didn't spend the $70.
Addendum. I was like, yo.
Have you ever tried taking surveys online for money?
Oh, my God. Where did you search for this?
Oh, Google.
Reddit?
Google.
Oh, God.
Bro. So, yeah. No,
surveys. Yeah. 80,000 surveys later.
I made $1.80 in about an hour.
That's a sick fucking...
With a 60-point sign-in bonus. So, I mean, like...
With the sign-in bonus? Yeah. It didn't even bring you to, like, $8 to make you feel awesome?
I was like, you know what? Because 10 is the limit to where you can take it out.
Fuck.
I got $1.80 right now. But, no, so, like, I was like, well, I can kill time at Kitech Computer where I work and name drop. and I'll just make, you know... Possibly quadruple the money.
Yeah.
And I made $1.80 in 1 hour. Probably an hour and 10 minutes. So, yeah, no, it's not a good job. Turns out, like, the only thing that is, like, really, like, actually going to pay you, like, it was, like, 15 hours per hour of audio that you transcribe.
Wow.
$15 an hour. So, think about how long that it actually take you to transcribe.
Fuck.
2 hours, 3 hours?
Fuck, yeah.
We're not fast typers. We're dumb. I don't know how to spell anything.
Yeah, and you're not doing 90 word per minute shit.
Yeah, I might as well just start doing it in a text so it autocorrects for me.
Or just turn dictation on and put it up to it.
Oh, my.
Blew your mind, didn't I?
Fucking God.
The word period, though, if they use the word period, like, oh, look at all that period blood, it'll just put a period dot.
I'm all right with that. I can fix that later in post.
Bingo. Beyond that?
Yeah, I'll just, like, watch it.
I think
like,
we just broke the bank with that one.
Honestly, dude, I can hook it up to these microphones, not even look at a phone or anything like that. I'm just like, go ahead, dictate away, motherfucker.
Auto sleep, never. Dictate, go.
Dictate forever. I'm like, Tony, I'm a billionaire. Thank you so much.
That's amazing.
I might edit that out because people are like, well, Darty did it. All right, so... Yeah, so I have no job opportunities in my near future, and working from home is nearly impossible unless you have some type of database degree.
Technical degree, yeah.
Yeah, or yeah.
It's very hard because, like, account manager style or tech support from home style, like, they exist, but, like, they're also kind of niche, so...
Yeah.
Behind you, either... It's weird. Like,
behind you, Paul Legit is opening every single fucking door... All of them.
Does he have OCD?
I don't know. Oh, I think more so OCD to fucking like make me want to rip my fucking long luscious hair out.
God, sorry. Just call it luscious.
Yeah, it is long. It's actually not luscious. It's long. Yeah, let's not fucking try to call a turd something.
I don't
gold.
Know what you're going for.
Neither do I.
I'm Norwegian black metal singer or fucking like. Jeff Goldblum from the 80s. Like, I don't know what it is.
Man, I watched...
Steven Seagal.
I do have the fucking... I have the hairline.
You tie back a lot.
I tie it back and I have the hairline of Steven Seagal, minus the ninja move, so nowhere near as cool.
You're just
under
as
siege
powerful
two,
as him.
We're like Under Siege Poo, you know?
Under Siege Blue.
Yeah, blew that dude named Steven Seagal. what the fuck were we just talking about?
What?
I hit a pothole.
Let me think.
Oh God, he's in the same pothole as I am.
I only got four wheel drive on my CX-5.
Son of a bitch. It's a Mazda. Yeah.
We were talking about fucking. I don't know. Who gives a shit?
Got long hair. Don't care. All right, Tony. What's happening in the news?
Yep.
So I think it was early Thursday night this past week, or I guess like late Thursday, early Friday. James Gunn. Like talk some shit on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and then people went back and like looked up some of his tweets.
Yeah,
and motherfucker got fired from Guardians 3.
James Gunn,
the director,
for tweets he wrote a long time ago
before he made the first Guardians movie.
What did he tweet?
Well, Tony, I'm glad you asked.
Okay,
I like when little boys touch me in my silly place.
End of tweet.
Mm-hmm. Here's another. The best thing about being raped is when you're done being raped, and it's like, whew, this feels great, not being raped.
This is the same Twitter he, like, still has?
Yeah, unbelievable, right? So, there were others that made satirical comments about the 9/11 attack, AIDS, and the Holocaust.
Was he popular at all? Was he a director? Was he in the public eye before Guardians, or was it like... I was just on MySpace. I don't know what I was doing.
Well, no, he was on Twitter, so he did know.
I'm saying like that time frame, like 99. Well,
I don't know. Like you used Twitter back in the day.
I did. It's
vile. You were an OG. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. It was definitely
I've had it for like 7-8 years. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a place where you would like post things that you would never. It's the new Snapchat, I guess.
Kind of.
But
yeah.
Snapchat deletes things.
This one keeps them forever, apparently.
Oh, God, yeah. So, let's see. 2002 screenplay story for Scooby-Doo. Dawn of the Dead screenplay, Scooby-Doo 2. Slither, he wrote that. Super.
All right.
I forgot about that. That was 2010. And then movie 43, you love that.
Yeah, this one's fucking hilarious.
And Guardians 2014. So Super was 2010. My guess is that it was around there. But Super's a fucked up movie, remember?
Yes.
Like, it's a girl that's, like, too young for Rainn Wilson that's kind of, like, getting at him and shit like that. And you have the little boy tweets and shit. It's wild. This morning, wasn't fired. Today, when I got off work, was fired. From Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
That's end a career.
Yeah.
Luckily, got out with probably... $50 million.
Today's the first day
of nature, just like directing everything.
San Diego Comic Con, and he was supposed to go there. He directed a horror flick, and he was going to be on the panel as a surprise. And they're like, his people say he will not be showing up to Hall H. It's like, yeah, no shit. Disney was just like, fuck you, motherfucker.
God damn.
Yeah, man. Cut.
I mean, that's what can you do? Like, if someone's like, "Yo, is this who this guy really is?"
It's crazy because like
shit, gotta go.
I guess he's like a huge like anti-Trump person. I mean, who isn't really? But, like, that's, like, what sparked a lot of this. And that dude from The League, the main guy.
You have to be more specific. They're all the same.
No, the main character of The League, like...
The husband?
Yes.
Yeah, I know him.
Like, Jason Delop or some shit like that?
Oh, damn it. The fucking, Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Okay, right on. You can look it up while I talk.
Fuck.
He tweeted something about this, fucking... Oh, God. We have derailed, sir. Because I'm like, I don't remember any motherfucker's name in these stories and shit.
Duplass.
Yeah, Duplass. Yeah.
See?
Jason Duplass.
Black, got it.
All right, so Jason, he should be fucking trending. How do you spell his last name? D-U-P?
D-U-P-L-A-S. Duplass.
Oh, God damn it, I put in Jason again.
Stupid.
All right, there you go. Yeah, he is trending. It was for... Damn, he tweeted about some like dude that like hates transgenders and shit like that, and he's like, yeah, he was kind to me one time, you should follow him on Twitter. And then Gunn got like backed him up, like he was like, hey, like this isn't what we should be throwing our hats at in this moral fucking like race and shit like that, so try like you know, just be nice to Mark basically. And people are like, fuck you. And then they found all those old tweets and they're like, fuck you way hard, dude. And yeah, now he lost his job.
Jesus.
Crazy. All right, so that's part of the news. We're already in the news, but I'm going to say, let's hop into the news, Tone. Christopher Robin. Have you seen this trailer?
Yes.
Dude, the line where Pooh looks at him, he's like, everyone says nothing's impossible, but I do nothing every day.
You loved that?
That's one of the coolest, probably because of my station in life right now, where I don't do much, but like that was one of the fucking sickest lines ever.
You could be a Buddhist.
What do you mean? Yeah. Yeah. Wait, if I fucking could, do they game at all?
Could they game?
Yeah.
I've seen some Buddhists come in and buy cell phones.
Are they allowed to drink and game?
Not drink.
And maybe smoke some sweet.
I mean they're very of the earth.
I mean the Swedish guy that I know.
Yeah. They're very of the earth.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So, yeah. A fucking potas probably right down their pipeline.
Then I think, yeah, you'd be a great candidate. Not the beer, though. Listen to you.
Yeah, I can't even drink it. Oh, my God.
Just stop then. Why are you cracking another one then?
Oh, sorry.
Son of a...
I need to wash the bad part down with the other one.
Son of a bitch. Mm. God, just quit.
Pow, I just shit myself. Mark Maron. Do you ever listen to him?
I used to.
Yeah, it made me fucking insane in my brain.
Yeah, I used to. I was like, nah, I'm
when
good.
He would talk about going to get ice cream at like fucking 3 a.m. and then like be like, I reevaluated my life. I hated myself. Like, I wanted to cut myself to feel something else in this guilt that I felt for like letting my stomach jiggle a little bit. I was like, this dude is so neurotic, and I'm listening to so much of him that I'm becoming neurotic. And people are like, you sound neurotic right now, you crazy.
You sound
fuck
like
up.
A fucking lunatic.
Anyway, so yeah, Christopher Robin, Ewan McGregor. And the whole Pooh cast and shit, he comes back old as... It's a Hook for the Pooh universe.
Yeah.
The 100-acre wood.
Yeah, that's cool.
I believe. Did you see the trailer?
It's very pretty,
I
yeah.
fucking... Oh, man. That looks like a blast. I watched another trailer. Welcome to Marwin?
Yeah, about the like little action figures and shit.
Yeah, Steve Carell stars in it. He gets like the shit kicked out of him like within an inch of his life. And then to deal with it after the physical therapy, he like... stages little G.I. Joe dolls in certain aspects of his life, almost like Dinner for Schmucks with the mice.
Yeah.
And then he takes photos of them. She's like, oh, this is yard. He's like, it's hard to explain. It looks really cool. But then it has this cool turn to the movie where it's like becomes Small Soldiers meets Sucker Punch.
Yeah. And or you see their scenes like acting out.
Like, yeah, he's in there with his toys like at like a courtroom, and like some dude like stands up and he's like, he's full of shit. And then like the toy soldier grows to like life size and kills the motherfucker. Yeah. I am so interested in how this movie's going to play out. That really intrigued
it
me.
It could be very fun.
I saw the trailer for Castle Rock.
Because I know you're a big I Heart Huckabees fan.
No. What do you mean? That's such a weird statement to make.
Just because it's like a weird-ass movie.
I don't think I've ever seen I Heart Huckabees.
With Jude Law?
I know what you're talking about. I think you told me to watch it, and I was like, I don't know. Isn't that fucking movie case where it looks like the Brady Bunch, kind of? Like, everyone's
it's
in
very
squares.
It's colorful, yeah.
Everyone's in squares, and there's a lot of colors.
Probably.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. That doesn't look interesting. Is I there any robots in this?
I think you'd think it's funny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, I'll give it a shot. Castle Rock trailer dropped. Nothing crazy. I'm excited to see the guy, the fucking Pennywise, fucking goddamn it, Skarsgård. Yeah, I'm excited to see him play somebody else in it because he's in the universe, but he's not playing Pennywise.
Something else dropped that I thought Imperium.
Imperium. We already watched.
It's about
that.
Like no, it's that something that, like that or Imperial or something
well,
like
Imperium
that.
Imperium was a movie with fucking Harry Potter, and he was like an undercover Nazi. Imperium was dope.
No, this one's a... fuck, I forget.
All right. Welcome to High Can't Read.
Shut up.
That's only me. I'm the only degenerate here. Into the Spider-Verse. Have you seen
I
this
literally walked off the streets from work to this studio.
Yeah, the streets.
That's how strong I am. How brave.
And your fucking Kia soul.
It's a motherfucking Mazda.
I already even said it this episode.
Dude, it's about to fucking turf your fucking face off.
Oh, dang.
I'm gonna fucking pick your teeth up and wear them as a necklace.
Wow. Like
afterwards.
Like you're in Vietnam. Well, yeah. They did ears, I guess.
Whatever it is. Little dick's ears. I don't care.
You got them all.
I'll take everything.
Into the Spider-Verse, Tony. Have you seen this trailer?
No.
It looks fucking
Is this
sick.
All from Comic-Con?
No. No.
Where the fuck did you find this, then?
Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
This has been, like, on the fucking docket for a while, bro.
Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, it's an animated movie.
Oh, wait, with the fucking, it's about Spider-Man.
Fuck, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude, I have. And he's, like...
Cool artwork.
Cool, but there's other Spider-Men. It's time verses and shit.
Yeah, they split. See, yeah, it's a multiverse and stuff. That's
I've seen
Spider-Verse.
It.
All right. What about the Sister Brothers?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Holy fucking shit, yeah. I am so stoked for this movie. Jake Gyllenhaal, John C. Reilly, fucking Joaquin motherfucking Phoenix, and some dude that they say in the trailer that I don't remember his name.
That looks great. Oh, wait. Oh, my God, dude. There's a trailer for the fucking the movie Glass.
Yeah, the poster came out. We talked about that. Is it on there now?
I don't know if the trailer's on there, but
I don't think it is. Because they also, hold on a second. Because, yeah, Comic-Con is going on as Tony and I speak. It is Friday night.
Action packed.
What is it? Hold on a second. There was another one that was like, oh, Halloween trailer.
Oh, okay.
There's another one, and it says, like, Comic-Con footage description. Okay. So more than likely, they haven't put it online yet. They probably won't until tomorrow or the next day. And tomorrow's is DC, so they're supposed to show Shazam trailer.
Really?
Yeah, which comes out in April of 2019, I want to say. Possibly a Wonder Woman. It's called, like, 1987 or, like, 1980s.
Yeah.
Because that's when it takes place. Possibly that trailer and definitely the Aquaman trailer. With fucking
tomorrow.
Momoa. Yeah.
You think that's all happening tomorrow?
Well, it's supposed to. I mean, well, that's what's rumored. Or
Clone Wars, I guess, got a little...
Clone Wars.
Clone Wars.
Clone Wars.
Star Wars, the Clone Wars.
Yeah, what about it?
I think that it's a fucking blah, blah, blah. Clone Wars will return and pick up where the animated show left off in 2013.
Oh, okay, so they're just getting more of that TV show.
Yeah.
Right on.
Which is kind of tight.
Yeah, and I heard that Dark Maul, Darth Maul.
Dark Maul.
Yeah, Dark Maul. Darth Maul, like, I guess, like, in that series, that they're going to take his character to... Go into the Solo movie spoilers if you haven't seen that. Sorry.
Wow, way to go.
Yikes. That was.
You really fucked the bed on that one, yeah. You fuck.
You really don't know that saying. Still.
Fuck the bed?
No, shit the bed.
Oh.
Fuck the bed? You sound lonely.
Oh. Well.
You shit the bed, you're like, fuck. Like, I have to burn these sheets. It's like fucking Train Spotting.
Damn.
And
it.
He whips it all over the parents and shit at breakfast.
Sorry.
Do you remember that?
Wait, what scene?
Train Spotting when he shits the bed.
Oh, and he's holding it. He's like, no, I'll wash it.
Yeah,
no, I'll
They're like, no. And then they pull the sheets him. And everyone's eating oatmeal and just gets splattered with diarrhea.
Fuck me.
I've never shit my pants. Like, I've never been shit my pants drunk.
You never shit your pants.
I've shit my pants, not hammered.
But you also have pee-peed your pantsies.
Definitely. I've definitely pissed my pants on multiple occasions. Once in an elevator standing and knowing that I was going to do it, but I was like, I cannot wait for this bathroom. So I'm going to walk with a squishy shoe to my fucking apartment that was like seven down.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, six technically. The last bit of news, people are like, wow, that's a weird story. The Package. this is a Netflix original.
The Package.
Yeah, it's like a coming of age movie where they go on a camping trip and this guy like always like this girl and wants to get
you
with
her. Asked if this was on Netflix.
Yeah, because I was watching the trailer today. It's supposed to come out soon. It might be August. I can't remember.
Okay.
But he accidentally like stabs a dude, like one of their friends. And then, like, the whole trip just goes, like, insane after that. So it's a very, what's that? Circumstantial.
Trip gone wrong.
Yeah, circumstantial comedy of, like, shit's gonna go fucking wild and stuff like that. But it looks pretty funny. The characters in it, I'm kind of okay with. Like, I like them. They don't seem like douchey millennials. Like, one's, like, a redheaded nerd. One's, like, a Native American guy with, like, long hair.
Yeah.
But he speaks very, like, Americanized, if that makes sense.
He was born...
Yeah, but I mean, like, he doesn't, like, they're not, it's not a cliche character, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, so he's literally not running around with fucking, like, war paint on?
Right, and he's not, like, saying, like, ooh, no, Kimosabi, like, that type of shit. That's from fucking...
what?
Disney made a movie about that, and Johnny Depp says it, the whitest motherfucker ever.
But
I can't, too.
No, I'm just saying...
That wasn't
cultural
appropriation.
That's what you go with? That's what you go with?
Oh, Kimosabi, yeah.
Oh, I would kind of, like, you know, like... Small running bull thinks he is Superman.
Oh,
but he is just little rodent.
There's a skit in fucking Saturday Night Live where John Lovitz walks up to a door and he's dressed as Tonto and he starts going to knock.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. All right, but yeah, the package. It looks like fun, like a road trip or whatever. Let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. Tony, I finished The Staircase.
Yeah.
I loved it and felt shitty that it was over.
Yeah, but man, you got some catharsis, didn't you?
There was, like, take Making a Murder and wrap that motherfucker in a bow and then unwrap it and then play with the toy. That's Staircase. Is that a good, that's a
it
pretty good
totally
analogy.
Yeah, it totally lets you fucking, like, dig in way past even just a verdict or a conclusion. It's like,
7 years later.
Like, oh, fucking, like...
It is good. I highly recommend it. And the fact that it's, like, 43 to 45 minutes an episode, it goes so much quicker being 13 episodes than when it's not, like, this one's an hour and 10 minutes because fucking...
Yeah.
Fuck up sixth grader's gonna talk about WWE Raw that he has to go watch for an hour and a half. Yeah, it's fucking kind of captivating, but at the same time, I don't need this.
No, not really. This was, like, an adult, a very, like, well-developed adult...
A writer, a fiction writer.
All kinds of fucking adults that were, like, really well-read, and, like, then some of them were fucking assholes, and then some of them were fucking, like, are they or aren't they, dude? You know? Yeah. And I was like, I loved it.
I will say that Michael, what's his name? Michael,
Peterson.
Peterson, yeah. I was like, Michael Patrick's? Michael Peterson, his lawyer. God, the shit ending the stick and all of this, and at the end was kind of, like, villainized.
Did you ever see, do you know what, like...
Yeah, I know exactly where you're going right now.
He makes a gesture with his hands, non-fucking-stop.
Yeah.
And it's like when you do the church and the steeple, and you do all the people. He does the all the people.
Always.
Always,
yeah, he's
dude.
Interlocking. He looks anxious.
Yeah.
The entire time he's in... There's this...
It's so weird.
Semi-spoiler. There's a scene. It blew my fucking mind. It's so quick. It's his closing statement, and he starts out talking about, he's like, I'm going to name these 10 facts, blah, 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 about, like, these are the things that, like, you can't really say. This is the reasonable doubt. These 10 facts. And so he starts naming it, and you're watching it for probably about 3 to 5 minutes. And then it goes to a black screen and says 3 hours later. And he's just closing store.
Yeah.
Like, the motherfucker's now got the key in the lock.
Three hours of a closing statement. Monologue.
If I was the fucking jury, I'd be like, fuck him. Because
fuck
you're
him.
A lawyer.
Yeah, fuck him.
You wasted so much of my time. This thing's been going on for 3 hours?
3 hours.
For your fucking, what is this, a Kevin Smith movie?
Zing. No. Dude, it was like a fucking, what is that called? Filibuster.
Yeah.
He was like, I will read the Bible backwards. Here we go.
Yeah.
You're not leaving, motherfuckers.
It was crazy. I was like, you're kidding me, dude. Like, if I was Michael Peterson, I don't want to get too into it. It's really fucking good, though. So, yeah, check it out.
It's a good, if you love true crime, man, it's up there.
And not only that, this is like, you don't really have to, they lay it out so much to where you're like, damn, well, why does this happen? Seconds later, they answer that fucking question.
So it's a recommendation you love.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely loved it. I give it like a 9. That was a fantastic watch.
Fuck yeah.
I will never watch it again, though, because that
all done.
Fucking lawyer. Yeah, and...
We know what happened.
I do.
I watched Succession, like 3 episodes.
Oh, shit, on HBO.
Yeah, it's about...
Rip Torn,
Kieran Culkin, and a couple others.
That's right, Kieran Culkin was in it. That's why I was like, I should watch
it. It's my favorite Kieran Culkin character,
what?
Which is him as a...
Igby?
Like, an Igby meets a fucking...
Scott Pilgrim, he's gay?
Scott Pilgrim's roommate. What?
Is he gay in it?
No, but just how much he was a prick to Scott.
Oh, yeah, he's fantastic.
He's like, oh, that's a bummer for you. Bye!
Yeah.
Like...
He's like, I cheated on fucking blah, blah, blah. And he's like, please don't tell anyone. He's like, all right, told your sister. He's like, what? And then his phone rings and it cuts over. He's like, oh my God, you fucking piece of shit.
He's like, God, what?
Yeah. He's
Wendell or whatever his name is. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I think it was. Yeah.
Dude, he's incredible. Like, just the kind of asshole you think he could be as like a billionaire son.
Oh God.
Like, dude, he's talking to a kid and he's a kid. Go get the folder from my dad's house. He's fucking sick. So go get it. He's like, so like, is it the folder? He's like, oh man, just get the folder. Okay. Hang on a sec. He's like, he's fucking still talking. And like, he turns around. He's like, but is it like white or beige? And he goes, I'm done. And like, he's down the hall.
Manila. That's awesome. Is so good.
It's pretty funny. Like, I would say his parts are for sure a fucking 9. They're so fun.
What about Rip Torn?
Rip Torn's not in it as much as you'd think.
Okay.
Don't watch it for that.
That makes sense. So all the other characters kind of
like
give
Hopkins,
a shit.
Hopkins, like in like Westworld. He's there, but he's not there.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
And then, I mean, the other characters, I would give them, like, there's funny shit. Like, they say fucked up shit the entire time. He's like, all right, you fuck it. Like, dude, like business dudes who are assholes but look nice.
Yeah.
Then they say horrible shit out of nowhere. They're
is
like,
it like kind
of
entourage-y?
It's entourage-y, but it's like almost like...
Hate entourage.
If they were billionaires, which they weren't. So these guys are like,
well, no, they
hey,
were like
the
fucking...
injection's coming in tomorrow, 22 points ahead. He's like, also, I'll fuck your fucking mother's skull, you fucker. Like,
okay.
And then walks away, and no one hears what he said.
I like that. Yeah, it's kind of like the Wolf of Wall Street, like the Big Short type
tycoon
of...
asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
It's like that.
Cool.
But I give the rest of the show a 6 so far, but...
It's a 6 so far?
Kieran 9. So it equals what?
7.5?
Yeah.
Okay. I just put that in on my watch calculator. Yeah, beep, 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 boop. I watched WALL-E.
What was it? WALL-E?
WALL-E.
WALL-E? WALL-E?
Well,
are you
like,
from Canada?
WALL-E.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's WALL-E. WALL-E.
You could just say it like a normal person, WALL-E.
Well, I don't know. Like, WALL-E, like, I think that sounds cooler.
WALL-E? Oh, God.
Like Taco Bell.
Yeah, you...
But, yeah, I watched WALL-E.
Like what? Like, what'd you say?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell?
Yeah, Taco Bell. I say it in, like, one, like...
Taco
it,
Bell?
Instead of, like, Taco Bell, like, I'm going to Taco Bell. Like, that, you know, like Taco Bell. Like, it's just, like, one thing. Oh,
Taco
yeah.
Bell.
Yeah. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Yeah, see? You're saying it kind of like me.
Taco Bell.
Anyways. Yeah, we discussed this on the main show prior. I got like, lit up for it. I was like, I just like to say things differently sometimes. It's
I would
nice
never
to switch
do that to
up.
You.
Thank you. We kind of just did. So I watched WALL-E.
You emphasized.
So I watched WALL-E.
WALL-E.
Yeah, so I fucking really like this movie, but I forgot how much of a love story it was between him and Eve. And I was like, this is kind of boring.
Kind of corny.
Like, kinda, it's like Pixar's...
It's
yeah.
like a Disney Pixar, like...
I liked an Up when they fucking, like, showed you, like, the funnest romance ever, and then someone died horribly of cancer way too
result.
Early. And then you saw an old, sad man. That had more heartstrings pulled than this movie.
Oh,
it's not
yeah.
because they were robots. I like robots. Everyone knows
I
love robots.
I know. And there's cool tech in that.
I like the way... Oh, it's awesome. And everyone being thin in the fucking thing, then everyone just, like, floating around like fat monsters. Like, their bones have, like, fucking, like, almost become jelly and shit. There's a lot of really cool shit. And I don't know if that could have, like... You could get away with, like, that now. Like, coming down on fat people.
Too many fat people would be like, hey, man, just because I like 64-ounce pops.
I really think so. Like, do you think that would, like, that's got to catch some heat. Like, a cartoon like that.
I think
like
I was
that.
Just as fat when that came out, though.
But I'm
Fat's
saying,
been going since, like, early 60s.
Think about a fucking family that's all, let's say, cows, right?
Couple of fucking cows in the pasture.
I'm gonna try to choose my words very diligently.
Wow,
couple cows.
I don't
want right?
to be an asshole, but couple of fucking fat old cows.
Yeah. So
little fat shit kids. All right.
So they're an overweight family goes to watch a movie because they're like, oh, cool, my son loves robots. And then there's like this message of like, look at you fat fucking Americans, you pieces of shit. That's basically the message of the movie, correct?
They probably say, well, as Americans, I am offended.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like that movie can never be made now.
There's a lot of movies that couldn't be made now as well.
Agree, but that's a Pixar movie.
Yeah, that one's fine.
Can you name another one that could be made?
I don't think Pocahontas would go too well now.
Yeah, that definitely would not.
Yeah.
Or Mulan, probably not. Aladdin. Anything to do with race, I guess.
100 bad guys with swords.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you motherfucker! I'm about to James Gunn your ass! what else? I give WALL-E a fucking, like a 7.5. And I love this movie, but fucking damn.
All right.
I was kind of bummed that like it
Lame.
Was so love story. It was awesome, though, like when she shuts down, when she finds the plant. And then there's a video of like, it's like security camera footage. And it's him like standing with her the entire time, like holding the umbrella over. Keeps getting electrocuted by lightning and just keeps getting another umbrella and shit like that. That was a really rad moment. But there's some parts of him, like, they dance in space. He's got, like, a fire extinguisher. They're swirling around.
Oh, yeah. It's like in Titan A.E. when they're flying through the mist.
That's another part that, yeah, I hated that.
Dude,
like,
it has the corniest song to it.
Now,
it's crazy. It's absurd.
I think the only movie that I like with people flying through space, like, alone is, like, Gravity. When fucking, like, somehow you're like, spoilers, George Clooney's just, like, ripping off the fucking door. She's like, what are you doing here? He's like, you're crazy. Goodbye. Or whatever happens.
See ya. I also hate the fucking song. I hate the song in Titan A.E., but the one I hate the most is the Goofy Movie song now. As an adult, the theme song, like, that, like, fucking
the band,
Electro Bolt guy did.
The band that he wanted to see.
Is the most penetratingly annoying song. It's crazy now.
The only thing that I remember from that movie is that he skates a half pipe and Pauly Shore goes, the Leaning Tower of Cheesa.
Yeah, they go to like an alligator farm. He tries to eat SpaghettiOs and spells like dad.
Oh, yeah, because he hates his dad.
Yeah,
he's
hates
like,
Goofy.
Fuck you, dad. Yeah, and Goofy's like, Gersh. Or whatever
I
he
just want to hang out with your son. Sorry, son.
I don't even know.
And
don't have
Pluto
Goofy.
Is like, or whatever the fuck his name is, Bluto. The fucking big
the
dude.
The big one.
Big
yeah,
asshole.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah
he's
yeah.
like, Goof.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a stupid fucking song at the end. It's like...
Oh, they have a dance scene in it, don't they?
Yeah.
With like the lights going different colors.
Yeah.
It actually kind of looked neat for the animation.
It did, and the suit looks cool on him. He's got like a fucking like...
Yeah, I do remember Elvis that hair. Completely, yes.
Yep. His name was like fucking Electro Buzz or something.
Electro Jolt or some shit, yeah. I watched the
Shitty.
Watchmen Special Edition all the way through now.
All 4 hours.
Three hours and three minutes, I think. And it's the same cut as the theatrical. It's not the one that has the added comic book stuff in it.
Yeah.
Like, there is a comic book that you read inside of the Watchmen book. Boring as hell.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, you're a fucking douche. You just don't understand good stuff.
You're not into anything cool.
And that may be true, but that was the most boring part about Watchmen, was reading that fucking pirate book that's like sprinkled throughout every fucking chapter of the book or issue. The Watchmen Special Edition, though, was really cool. I rewatched the movie without it.
Yeah.
And fuck, man, I love that movie. Watchmen is awesome.
I think it's a blast.
The things they deal with in that movie, like with superheroes and like that whole thing, and I know it's from the comic, and I love the comic as well, and I think the comic ending is cooler than the movie, but it does make a lot of sense making Dr. Manhattan the bad guy. Spoilers if you haven't seen it, you probably have. It's been out forever. But I think it's Scott Snyder's, like, I think that's my favorite movie of his.
Probably.
Zack Snyder, bam. Oh. I said Scott Snyder, that's the writer of Batman.
300's fun, but...
300 is really good.
Is Zack Snyder Sin City?
I don't know.
Fuck, I think he...
Check it out, dude. All right, yeah,
fucking
I got it. But yeah, like Man of Steel, like, is good. Not great.
Yeah.
Batman v Superman is decent. It has parts that are obviously bad. Justice League was rough, but I mean, like, you can't really fault him completely because they were like, here's another director. What's up?
Frank Miller, Robert Rodriguez.
Yeah, let's say Frank Miller wrote 300 and Sin City.
Mm-hmm.
Not Watchmen, though. But yeah,
no.
Watchmen, like, for panel and like how it reenacted. I've never read 300 and I've never read Sin City, so those might do it as well.
Yeah.
It seems like the dude's a fucking fan.
Yeah.
But like, Watchmen is so fucking
good. Watchmen's so fucking good.
It's crazy. I'd give that movie like a 9.5.
It's one of my favorite fucking
comic book movies.
Comic book films ever.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I completely agree. I remember in when the first year of college, the first out of seven. I was year one, Paul.
You put yourself in there.
And I had an English class, and they were like, all right, say your name, mm-hmm. and then say your favorite movie, and then the next person has to say your name or your favorite movie, and then... say their name and their favorite movie, and you had to keep going on like that.
Yeah.
So you had to like do the whole room by the end of it.
Yeah.
And I chose Watchmen as my favorite movie. And
then,
yeah, I was 20, I think. It just came out, and I was like, this is magnificent.
Yeah.
You were into it.
Oh,
I fucking love that movie. It was between that and American Beauty. Remember, I said both those, and people were like, wow, he's deep.
Whoa.
Deep pussy. I'm gonna fuck him. I'm like, what do you mean, Fred?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
he also executive produced Suicide Squad. What an asshole.
He put his name on that because of fucking like his dealings. And they were, dude, remember like the hype on Suicide Squad when it was like just a trailer with fucking Bohemian Rhapsody? We're like, this looks sick as hell. And then we saw him and we're like, that fucking sucked a fat dick. Whoever cut that trailer should deserve a raise or to direct the next one.
Yeah.
One of the two. Because they sold that movie like crazy.
Yeah. Oh, God, did they ever. They pumped that living shit out of that.
That's what's kind of funny.
Dude.
BVS and Suicide Squad made a shit ton of money. Both not that great of movies.
Dude, you know what else he directed? Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Ga'Hoole.
Yeah, the owl movie.
Right before Sucker Punch and Man of Steel. How did he get a job?
A lot of people fucking shit on Sucker Punch. I like that movie a lot.
It's okay. It's just...
What
shocking
don't you like
they
about
gave
it?
Him a job.
What don't you like about Sucker Punch?
I just don't like the visuals are just I bore of them.
Are you kidding? It's like a fucking B-52 fighting a dragon. It's the coolest shit ever.
It's cool. It's just cheap steampunk.
Ah.
In my opinion.
Which is weird because you love cheap steampunk.
Well, dude,
I've seen
not
your
cheap
room.
Steampunk.
Yeah, really expensive.
Excuse
ones.
Me? Excuse me, dude? Only the finest craftsmanship and milled parts with aged leathers.
I can't tell you how many gears and fucking copper pipes this motherfucker has going through his room.
Take one of those copper pipes. I'm going to get it up real good on you.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to pop you.
What else you see?
See your fucking brain splatter on the ground, sucker.
Punch?
What?
Sucker punch.
Fuck off.
How'd you not get
If you want to watch Sucker Punch and get off on, like, girls in fucking, like, school skirts, dude, go ahead.
That's not even it.
Oh, I like pigtails. I'm Paul.
Wow. Yeah, I do call them handlebars, mainly, when I'm thinking about them.
And I like getting a handlebar mustache.
Yeah, yeah. I do that, too. I don't think about it. No, I was like, how? Wait, what?
Well.
Yeah, I totally do that. anyways, go ahead. Fuck it. Jesus. What?
You don't want to keep going?
No, what else you see?
You sure did? Did? All right, so I played Far Cry 5.
Oh, cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so fun. And I'm like nowhere.
Yeah, I briefly played it and at a friend's house, and I was kind of... I mean,
like, it's a game for, like, more of, like, a gentleman, like a classy,
no, I don't
cool
think so.
Guy.
I think that's a game that's like, hey, I'm going to invest the next 60 hours into this. But I don't really, like, I guess, like, when it, all right, so the world, right?
Bitch, it's like Skyrim.
I understand, but the world that you're in is what?
What do you mean?
Our it's world, Montana. Like, post-apocalyptic?
No, Montana now.
Okay, I don't want to go to fucking Montana ever.
But there's bears named Cheeseburger you can get to fight with.
You know what's cool about Skyrim is that dragons don't exist. Either do werewolves and all that cool shit.
They got mountain lions and monster trucks.
Oh, I don't care.
It's fun, dude. You fly a plane, find a helicopter, do a wingsuit.
Hick Cry 5.
What?
Hick Cry 5. That's what it sounds
like.
What
does that mean?
Hick.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's cool. It's like Frontiersman.
I'm sure it's awesome. I'm sure the gameplay is great. Is it better than...
Good.
Is like the
oh, the fighting's so smooth.
Is it really?
Oh god, dude, using melee weapons or fucking like tactical shit, you could fucking do all kinds of
that
types
is
of shit.
One thing about
pick
Skyrim.
Up a shotgun, drive and shoot out of a car and switch seats and shit.
It's first person, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Skyrim, that's one thing that like really sucks about it. It's just the hacking. Yeah. Ka, 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 I'm gonna heal. Ka, 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 I'm gonna shoot a fireball. Ka, ka, ka. Like that's like you do the same motions the entire game. Like fighting
loot,
fucking
loot.
Yeah,
loot.
Fighting fucking blows. I dig the looting and like finding and shit like that. That's cool as fuck to me. And when you see a dragon come in, fighting a dragon is the most annoying. Thoom! Thoom! That's all you're fucking doing. And then you're like, oh, I got the Dragon Slayer sword. I'm gonna
Hit his tail.
Fireball. Ha, 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 fireball. That's all you it's the most annoying. Like, people say Arkham Knight, or not Arkham Knight, Arkham Asylum is like fucking repetitive.
Yeah.
Skyrim's the most repetitive. And you have to spend 92 hours.
There's literally nothing new in Skyrim after you've played it for 2 hours in terms of like the actions you'll take.
Exactly, yeah.
Now,
I remember a friend of mine, you know that necklace you wear so you can get married in Skyrim? Yeah. A dude approached him, and he turned him down. I was like, why? Why would you ever do that? Are you kidding me? Like, that would be the first thing that I would want to happen in Skyrim.
Bro, let's roll.
Yeah, I'm about to fight dragons and be gay.
Yeah. Dude, just getting it all.
Yeah.
He's a hunter, I'm a hunter. We're eating good.
Yeah, I'm experienced. Oh, is that what you think of, like, the fucking... With the benefits.
They both bring home deers.
He's
dude.
Not running some bullshit bookstore.
They're cooking and fucking steaks, dude.
In fucking some bumfuck town. No, he's hunting with me. He's cutting pelt, getting money. We doing shit.
Now take me.
All right. Last thing I saw was, wait, were you explaining something? I can't remember.
No, I was just talking about.
Oh, Far Cry.
It's fun. I give it a 8.5 out of 10.
Jesus.
It's really good so far.
What do you give Skyrim?
A 9. I've played Skyrim so much, I love it very much.
Yeah, I know. I'm worried about like the fact of like the whole grind portion of it, you know?
What?
The hacking, the ta-ta-ta, fireball, ta.
This
no, Skyrim.
Game? Oh.
Because I was talking about getting the HD remastered version. That just went up fucking $20 more. God,
dum-dum.
I know. Thank you. That was good vibrato. Dum-dum.
You said you hate when I use vibrato, so I don't even like using it.
Sometimes you overuse it. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Occasionally.
I like to have a resonance in my voice that then can be reverbed into the sounds of angels.
The last thing that I saw was True Blood. I've been watching like here and there with Josie. She's rewatching the entire series. Oh. And I was on the Russell season. The King.
Oh.
Dude, you fucking told me to watch this show. You're like, it's amazing.
7 years ago.
It's so good. Oh, man, that
seven
CGI
years
looks
ago.
Way bad.
Yeah, it's way bad then.
Oh, it's... No, it didn't look that bad then.
Best show.
I didn't mind it, but damn, it does not look good. I've gotten to Sookie Becoming a Fairy, but you finished the whole series.
I don't think I did.
You did.
Nah, I don't remember. You're like, I don't remember it.
I loved it, and I hold it dear to my heart, and it's my favorite thing HBO's ever done.
I don't remember anything other than there was the redhead, there was Bill Compton, there was the fucking Anna Paquin's tits, and then tons and tons of fucking like vampire sex, wolf sex, fucking trade up sex, fucking switch it up, fairy sex, fist sex, fucking dildo sex, party time, orgies.
That's the description of the show. I'm looking at it right here.
I can remember.
That's all I got. Wow. You're fucking right. Spot on. Didn't miss a beat.
Like, that was a good one, right? You like that one?
That's all
right. That's called a bit.
True Blood, though. Man, that shit does not hold up. She was like, oh, you want to start watching it? And I was watching the first season, and I remember spoilers if you haven't seen True Blood. But what was the killer's name? He had Renee. It was Renee, right?
Oh, Bon Tom. Yeah, he was Cajun.
Yeah, yeah, he was Cajun. Yeah, because in the fucking bayou.
Yeah,
but
Sookie
Stackhouse. I'm Bill Compton, and I got fangs now. They have that weird like click sound when the fangs hit because they don't have fangs. There's some cool shit in the like getting fucked up on V, like on vampire blood.
A cool
like,
concept.
That's so neat. True Blood's a cool concept, even. But yeah. Tony fucking loved this show back
then.
Shut in the day.
Up. Yeah, I did love it when it came out.
You really did. You were way.
But I fell off.
You were way into
I fell
it.
Off.
Yeah.
Before the end. Because I was like, fairies and stuff? Lame.
Yeah, once you went to Fairyland, I was Fairyland. Like, I don't give a fuck. All right, so True Blood, right now, I mean, like, the first, like, three seasons, I give, like, a 7 or an 8. Like, those are definitely watchable.
Yeah.
But I think the fourth one is when she becomes fairy girl. And that, I've never seen it, so I can't attest to it. All
right,
Tony, let's hop into Test of Tony. We watched Van Helsing, which is funny because last podcast I wrote Van Helsing down for Test of Tony, and it autocorrected to Van Helping.
Van Helsing, dude.
So I started thinking about if he made like a hamburger helper type meal.
Yeah.
Like Frankenstein's brains and beef.
Uh-huh.
Werewolf. Wait, hold on.
Stroganoff.
No. Werewolf. Walk Stroganoff. Stroganoff.
What?
Stroganoff. Stroganoff.
What? Werewolf Walk Stroganoff? Couldn't be a worse title for anything. Werewolf Walk Stroganoff.
Well, you know, like you cook it in a wok.
Why would you cook that in a wok?
What do you mean?
It's not stir fry. It's noodle cream.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Fucking, who else is he? Mr. Hyde's Hamburgers.
No, it has to be like a fucking...
Mr.
Like,
Hyde's Hamburger Helper.
Well, yeah, that's cool.
Boom.
Mr. Hyde's Spicy Orange Chicken Stir Fry.
White Vampire Girl. Oh, this is going to be a hard one.
her Alfredo.
Dracula's Dressing. I'm not sure where we're going with this anymore. But it's But yeah, Van Helsing's.
God damn it. Okay, well, Van Helsing is a pile of shit, too.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we watched... Well,
it's one of Paul's favorite movies.
I watched Van Helsing last week, and Tony was like, oh, hey, let's do that for Test of Tony.
And then he watched it again, because he liked it so much.
I did watch it, kind of again.
Kind
we were hanging
of,
out with
because you were really into it.
No, you were. You kept turning it up while Aaron and I were talking.
Oh, because you two were just talking.
Well, yeah, because Aaron said...
Ruining my movie.
He said... make me happy.
I'm going to headbutt you.
Tropic Thunder, dude.
I know.
That's awesome. We were sitting at opposite ends of the room. Tony's watching Van Helsing. So he's got two of us being like, no, Stephen King's really good at writing, you know? Like he
wrote Dark Tower Trilogy.
Dark Tower. And I can't remember what the second book might be called. I know Gunslinger was the first.
This is one person. Then it would come back with, Gunslinger, in my opinion, it's sort of like when he kind of peaked, you know, like with the mythos. There's a lot of other elements from other books in it, but like you gotta like look for them. You want to smoke a cig so I can stop fucking choking on your chode while we chat?
Oh, that must have been me, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm in the middle
I was
going,
doing me
my
the
boy
first
just
time.
Wants to watch fucking Van Helsing before
your,
tomorrow.
Your boy is you. You
me.
I want
and
to.
Third person, the Tony, just wanted to watch the Van Helsing.
Yeah.
But the fucking Chitty Chatty Cathys had to have their fucking little dugout meeting.
Yeah.
They were just hanging out, and I played it over them.
All right, so
and it wasn't even a beef, dude. We didn't beef on that.
I beefed on it.
Did you?
Yeah, upstairs, I was fucking fighting walls.
Well, why would you let out your aggression in a violent
totally
way?
Totally kidding.
Do we need to talk?
After. I have to pee very badly.
Beat me.
Wow. Just if there's any artists out there and have seen Tony and I, please draw me
a
beating
picture of him beating the shit out of
me. Yeah, if you could like have like a computer screen that looks like it's not recording in the background, so it, you know it's after the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, get the audio boom upload screen. Just have that in have that be the whole screen of the computer, and I'm just whipping Tony. Or honestly, like fist fighting him, because that would be way better. Because you're like, what?
Yeah, grabbing me by my hair and uppercutting me.
Yeah, do you know the dude in Mortal Kombat that has the little guy on his back? Yeah. Like that's me and you. Like yeah. Ace Ventura when nature calls. Like I'm the dude that gets out of the thing and I'm like, yeah! And I'm all bitey and shit.
It's in the bone.
Yeah, you're sitting there like, oh god.
But he gets fucking yeah. speared in the leg.
It's in the bone. That's amazing. All right, let's hop into Van Helsing real quick. All right, the black and white beginning I thought was really neat.
Perfect.
Like, cool homage to like everything that's happening.
Perfect. Old style fucking like vampire feel to it.
Yeah, definitely. Like all that.
Great CGI.
Yeah,
the transformation in black and white was perfect.
That was very cool. And then the following scene, the hide scene, was decent CGI.
Totally great CGI for that time. I was like, fuck, he's moving. Like, that's fast CGI.
The one thing about this movie is, like, if I described it to someone, like, just told them about it, they'd be like, that sounds like the sickest movie ever.
Yeah.
And then you watch it and you're like, who the fuck directed this? A blind guy?
No, it was very fucked. I'm like, holy fuck me. Hugh and fucking, God, what is her name?
I have no
clue.
Kate
Beckinsale.
What?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of town.
What?
That's her?
Yeah.
Wow. They're terrible.
Dude, she's a Romanian.
Hugh Jack. Oh.
Oh, and he's just.
I want to let you kill Dracula.
Is your name Van Helsing?
Dude, it might as well be like, oh, hey, Mark.
Oh, how's it going?
Oh, hey, Mark.
No! I don't want to do it, Lisa.
You're tearing me apart. Like, it's The Room. Like, they like, it's fucking terrible. Oh, and the fucking, his, like, vampire, like groupies.
Dude,
they
his vampire
fucking
groupies
sound terrible.
Are just horrible brothel chicks with long dresses.
In all honesty, I'm like, I feel like this is, like, their, like, first, like, move into, like, movies from porn.
Yeah. Dude, it was also
acting-wise.
It's also, like, they're literally, like, they'll swoop down on someone and, like, miss and be like, next time you're mine. I'm like, fuck me.
Yeah, and then they're like,
just do it. Just do it.
Wow, dude, that was a good Chucky laugh.
That was pretty creepy. Yeah. It was really fucked.
I see that little piss stain you got.
Yeah, I peed my pampies a little.
Pampies. Anyways.
Worst Dracula possible.
Yeah, him like, there's a scene where like he does something like to further the plot to make his plan come together a little bit better. And he starts slow dancing with himself.
Yeah.
And it's a whole shot of him slow dancing and spinning. Like a solid like 5-6 seconds, and you're just like, the fuck is this for?
Yeah, he'll make faces at people like as if he's like in pain, but then like start crying and then just be like, yes, okay. Like really creepy fucking weird shit, like it's out of nowhere. He'll like be talking and scream a word for no reason.
Yeah, that is way true.
Yeah, he's just like, what are we gonna do tomorrow in the castle? Come back.
Who'd you say was the female actress?
Kate Beckinsale.
Backflips through the entire movie.
Dude, she doesn't walk forwards.
She backflips off fucking trees after someone threw her at her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every scene where she falls, she backflips out of it and lands.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Waste not, want not with those backflips. God, that's what I always say.
Hold on. Oh, yeah, and the fucking first scene when she meets Van Helsing. Like, they land on top of each other, and then she gets picked up again or some shit, and then she, like, lands, like, crotch first about, like him just being like, do you want me to eat
like,
your
purse? Yeah, her crotch towards his chin, and falls about 50 feet under her kneecaps in that one.
I highly recommend watching this movie and just counting, or, hey, drink every time she does a backflip.
Dude, you'll be fucked.
You will be drunk at the end of this movie.
I mean, damn. Hugh Jackman kind of fucking just phoned this shit in compared to what he can do, because he's fantastic.
It is wild. Did you
notice
that?
He's fantastic.
He's really
and
good.
And he's not in this.
He's, yeah, I don't know. He's
one of the best parts of a shit
yeah,
movie.
I agree. I think it tried to be too light. Like that kind of like comedy.
It did everything. It's crazy.
It was very ambitious. We'll call it that. Because it did try to cover a lot of bases. Like, here's the movie for everybody. We got monsters. We got comedy. We got hot chicks. We got hot dudes. We got fucking what you need.
We've got heart. We've got this, that, the other. Yeah.
We'll pull your heartstrings because some motherfucker might die at the end. You don't know.
Yo, you want some coke in this meeting? Because we're going to produce this shit.
Yeah, I don't know who's pitching this, but they're selling it hard.
Yeah, I've seen them in a pitch meeting like blazed on coke. Like, bro, so, no, Drac.
I'm not going to lie.
And werewolf work together. Like,
but then at the end, they have a fucking sick CGI fight. I loved that.
He loved the end fight. I was tired.
You were, but I was like, dude, a giant werewolf versus a giant vampire bat that is Dracula is the sickest thing. If I told you that, like, I was like, dude, this
is... Yeah, he made the mention. He's like, the idea that Dracula needs Frankenstein to make his, like, undead creatures live long and prosper.
Right, yeah, because he's the undead.
Yes.
And then not only that,
and
he
he's
also...
the cure, yeah.
But he also fucking has werewolves to, like, protect him.
But he has a cure for werewolf disease because he knows one day one could kill him if it uprised against him.
That's amazing!
It sounds dope on paper, baby.
Yeah, or on audio. You're
I would welcome. Read that if that was, like, an R.A. Salvatore book or
that's
something.
That's what I... there's so many times, like, I was like, if I would have saw... or if I would have read Independence... Insurgence? What was it called? Resurgence?
What?
Independence Day? Resurgence?
Oh, Resurgence, yeah.
Yeah. If I would have read that in comic book form, I'd been like, this is the dopest book ever. Why didn't they make this a movie?
How can anything be cooler?
And then I saw the movie and I was like, oh, this is trash.
Deep Blue Sea sounds cool on paper, too.
They made a Deep Blue Sea, too.
And The Meg is out right now.
Oh, my God, that came out? Yeah. I cannot wait. Oh, and, I cannot wait.
Yeah.
I am so fucking bonered.
That's out,
up.
I think. Like, dude, I'm into water right now.
Yeah.
We could go see it.
Shut up.
What?
What do you mean you're into water?
I went to the fucking Edgewater Park. I told you, and I like got like taken by the water. Mm. I want to live like on the water or near it, or like get a jet ski.
Can I go pee real quick before we hop into?
Speaking of water, dude.
Yeah, speaking of water, you gotta let some out of the old.
Come
fucking,
on,
the winking lizard.
Get the fuck.
All right, wait, hold on. What do you give Van Helsing before I?
Oh,
pee?
A fucking four.
That sounds. I'll give it a 4.7.
Bingo.
Week we watched Ready Player One, Steven fucking Spielberg's Ready Player One.
Yeah,
what'd you think?
Thoughts? What's your critical analysis?
Ohio, you're on the air.
Okay,
I was Larry King.
Fuck off.
Okay,
he made a spectacle. That's for sure. He made a real spectacle. I don't know what the book is like, but.
I'm sure the book has a lot more. Well, I don't know, man.
Who knows? Because I didn't need any more heart. I had enough of it. It was childish, and it was fucking, like, in my opinion, just fucking overdone. Like, it was very, very basic. Sure. It was very, very basic action. Action. It was fucking awesome.
Action was.
It's unreal.
That movie is so amazing to watch.
To behold, yeah.
And
it's silly.
All the pop culture references, characters, everything like that, how they look in the movie, what they do in the movie.
Yeah.
The end 30 minutes is just like mind blowing.
Yeah. That's pure nostalgic like bliss.
The entire storyline, I feel, is very. It's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
It's the same motherfucking thing. Like, it's nothing new whatsoever.
But that's fine. It works with what
it's a
it
recipe.
Is. Definitely. But this movie definitely didn't have like a cerebral. Like, kind of like, it touched your fucking, like, eye prostate, but not your cerebral prostate.
No, I was not engaged intellectually or emotionally. I was emotionally taken back somewhere to a different time in my life. Like, I felt, like, nostalgic and really fucking, like,
there's definitely
cool. Like, I felt like I was cool because I knew this shit.
That's true. Yeah. Have you, like, paused it and, like, looked
at
it? Like,
I've seen a lot. I've done a lot of, like, little, like, YouTube investigations on what are the, all the fucking cameos and
I was just trying to like I watched the movie and just like I'm like Josie and I would like rewind it and be like, did you see like this and this and this?
Yeah,
like pause it on that and shit.
So much.
The one that like kind of made me really happy was in Men in Black, the first movie. There's an alien with two eyes that like extend like antenna.
Yeah.
And that was the Mexican, like, he's like, oh, this guy's definitely
an
alien.
Yeah, the first guy, yeah.
Yeah, and he pulls it off, and, like, that's him. That was one that I caught in that.
That's funny.
And I was like, that's wild. Battletoads was another one.
They're in two scenes, yeah.
That was crazy.
Battletoads, what's the other one I saw? Chucky was great.
RoboCop.
The fucking Jason, Master Chief.
Freddy, yeah. Master Chief, like, clan.
Fucking Goro.
Goro and the alien.
Yeah.
The fucking chestbreaker alien. But yeah, fucking...
I mean, Kaneda's bike from Akira, for me, was big.
DeLorean.
Seeing certain robots was awesome. Iron
King
Giant's
Kong,
in it.
Never seen him in a movie.
Never heard of her.
Crazy. That is wild. That's probably the most screen time character in that movie. Or at least most movies made about that character.
Probably. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Or another one. There's a big robot that's like a lizard.
Oh, yeah, good call.
That one's got
I don't
a
know
lot.
How much, but I don't know how much screen time that one has had.
Wink, wink. Oh, that yeah. one? Nah, man, maybe not as enough. Not as much. Mm.
Okay. Speaking of which, fucking Comic-Con is happening. We talked about that.
I know.
Godzilla trailer.
Really?
Dropping. King of the Monsters, dude.
Wrap it up, dude. I got to see his trays.
All right, so what notes do I have?
It's a pile of shit.
The ending being pretty kind of cliche, and I didn't really give a fuck about the characters except for the Maker, Holiday.
Oh, Holiday is my favorite character. Him and his subordinate.
Fucking oh god damn it, Scotty from Star Trek, Simon Pegg.
Yeah,
he's incredible.
Yes,
both those are awesome. The kids, I did not give a fuck
Couldn't
about.
Care. Couldn't care.
Good Lord, did I not? And my iPods.
I could see us being real into the Oasis.
Oh, God, yeah.
Dude, I would...
Live in it?
I don't know how you would ever want to fucking... Like, dude, there's a part in it to where I'm like, wait, is that like something permanent you can do? I would.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
How would you like live and make money and sustain your body?
That's called... leaving your corporeal body. I would download my consciousness into a computer.
What if you die in the computer? Do you die for
real? I guess
life?
If someone deletes me, man, I'm gone, but I'm on the Netsphere, dude. I'm everywhere.
Wow.
Replicated 1 trillion times.
Whoa, how'd you do that?
I did it with my boners.
When? What?
I had sex with all the computers.
I got a USB dick. I hacked into shit.
I did porno, dude.
Yeah.
It's not that fast, but it's cool.
Yeah. I got like a 1.5. I'm like, son of a bitch.
Is that a floppy?
Floppy. It's a chode. Floppy disk is the chode of of computer dicks.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah.
I like that. Like, I would like to see a Tron fucking like porn parody where they all have like USB drives or like the girl like her asshole opens up as like a disk drive.
Yeah. Just drops a stack of CDs on it.
Yeah, he does. That's his dick.
All right.
What do you give Ready Player One?
It's 8 out of 10. It's so wonderful visually. It makes up for the totally boring fucking story.
I will say, 8 is a good... Yeah, because goddamn, it is stunning to watch.
Like, I'll watch it again just because I know when to watch the screen.
Yeah, it's kind of like... people were saying that about Dark Knight Rises.
I haven't seen it in a long time. I think I'd really enjoy it right now.
We should do that for a test of Tony as well.
Boom.
All
right. Can we do that right now?
No. Next week, we're doing... What's test of Tony? My iPad died.
It's fucking Interview with a Vampire.
Test of Tony. And, movie of the week is Godzilla 1 and 2. That's a... What's it called?
The like, animated ones. God
yeah,
of the...
Island
King
of the Monsters
gods.
Or
yeah.
some shit like that. So on Netflix, they just released the second installment of the Godzilla animated series, and it's pretty neat to watch. A lot of people, though.
Fuck off.
All right, so 1 and 2. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that. And great plans.
Wow. Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.